Thank you for joining me today. Up front, let me remind you of what I am calling my three-point plan. Maybe you cringe hearing that. At work, your boss always has a three-point plan, does he or she, and you're sick of hearing it. Well, I always like to have a plan, and sometimes it has 3 points. What can I say? A lot of pastors have to have 3 points in a poem in their Sunday sermons. I do not, but it just so happens this week our plan calls for 3 points, and we've covered the first and the second one already. From Matthew chapter 4, verses 5 through 7, I first drew out of the text for you exactly how Jesus responded to this temptation of the devil. Second, yesterday, I went through a portion of John's Gospel to show you the dangers of sensationalism as it relates to Christ's ministry. I hope you were here yesterday. If not, make certain you catch the God Is podcast. You'll find out how to download that at the end today. We moved swiftly last time, so perhaps you'd like to hear it again. This is what the podcast is for. Now, today we come to my third point. I'll give you a specific example of how false teachers sensationalize the ministry of Jesus currently and market this to our churches. This second temptation of Satan's is meant to sensationalize the ministry of Christ, but Jesus resists the devil. We must also. But first, let's make sure we are aware of this temptation that comes to the global church today. And the best way for me to do this is to give you a prime example. And my example is the supposed faith healers who offer to us the signs and wonders of healing. What I would like to do is lay out for you the foundational beliefs of these faith healers. We could call them the Word of Faith healers. This is what they use to lay the groundwork for the sensational. Once people who are ill accept the following, then the sick will attend a crusade, an event, a church service of some sort, to experience a healing through the faith healer. And the reason this is popular is, of course, because so many are sick. Perhaps you are. You're listening to me right now and your body is ravaged by a disease. Maybe you are even fighting for your life, and you want to get well. Or perhaps you do not have a disease as such, but you are not in good health generally and you'd like to feel better. Can't God do something about this? Why, yes, of course God can. And I agree wholeheartedly that God has the power and the authority to heal you instantly and completely of your sickness. If you were to ask me, Mark, do you believe God heals today? I will say to you confidently, yes. God heals people, body, soul, mind, and spirit, today. God has healed, God is healing, and God will heal. I say this because this is what the Bible says. However, listen now to how the Word of Faith healers spin what the Scripture actually says and turn it into false teaching, lies, and heresy. Listen carefully. This is how they distort the Word of God for their own personal financial profit and popularity. Just before I get to their first foundational belief, I want you to know that I have been greatly helped in structuring the following succinctly by Richard Mayhew in his pivotal book, The Healing Promise. Is it always God's will to heal? If this is of interest to you, get a copy today. Republished in 2009, this is The Healing Promise. Is it always God's will to heal today? By Richard Mayhew, M-A-Y-H-U-E. And I will post this to God Is W-E-Z-E on Facebook. God Is W-E-Z-E on Facebook. I give him full credit for the way he put together the following, even though I will expand on certain points in what I will say to you. Here we go. The foundational beliefs of faith healers who sensationalize the ministry of Jesus for their own personal financial profit. Number one, faith healers believe Christians should not be sick. Number two, they believe if a Christian is sick, then God always intends for that person to be healed. Number three, they do not pray for God's will to be done in the life of a Christian who is ill. Number four, instead they teach that Christians should command God to heal them. Christians should command God to heal them. Number five, they all teach that faith on the part of the sick person is essential in order for God to heal that person. This is why they call this movement the Word of Faith. And these men and women, faith healers, they maintain that God will only heal someone who expresses a great measure of faith in God to perform the healing. Number six, related to this last point, they say we must do our part before God can do his part. There is something we must do before God will help us in our sickness. Number seven, the faith healers maintain that healing from God is gradual, not always instantaneous. The healing takes place over time, not always in an obvious, on-the-spot way. And number eight, they say your healing can be lost, and to ensure this does not happen, there are certain things you need to do to keep yourself healed, to make certain your healing lasts. Now, just listening to me there, you can see why these faith healers are so popular. Maybe you're healthy now, but think back to a time when you were ill. Let's say you had very bad food poisoning, or the flu, or broken bones as a result of an accident, a time when you were in a lot of pain. Or put yourself in the sickbed of someone with a disease. You must know someone who is in bad shape physically, a person from your church, a family member, a colleague. Well, if you are that person, wouldn't this teaching, these foundational beliefs of those who purport to heal in the name of Jesus, have an appeal to you? Wouldn't you be drawn to that which I have just said that they believe? I repeat, they say, one, Christians should not even be sick. Two, since you are sick, God's will is always, without exception, his intention is that you be healed. Three, they do not need to, you do not need to, pray for God's will to be done in your life because they have already taught you that God's will is always to heal. Four, they will teach you how to command God to heal you. That is, you tell God what to do and he will do it. Five, because you have the faith that will impress God such that he will always do it. On this point, they add that if God is not healing you, then that is because you do not have enough faith. The problem is with you, not God. Six, do your part and God will do his part. Seven, remember your healing will be gradual, so hang in there. And eight, once healed, as they promise you will be, then hold on to your healing by doing some more to impress God. I have also posted these to God Is WEZ on Facebook. That's God Is WEZ on Facebook. Alternatively, you can always write to me and ask for these. Send me an email or some snail mail to my post office box today, and I will get these right out to you. It is entirely possible that you're thinking, yes, Mark, these eight insights are exactly right, and I agree with the faith healers on this, not you. Pastor Mark, for you to suggest that these are false teaching, lies, and heresy only shows me that you do not have enough faith. These can be supported in the Bible. Doesn't God himself say that by his wounds we are healed? If this is what you were thinking, then I invite you to keep listening to God Is. I'll have a biblical response to each one of these 8 points that, when understood, will invite you in to reassess your support for the Word of Faith movement within the global church and for specific faith healers that lay out these foundational beliefs in their ministries. I'm very aware that many of you may disagree with me on my points, but I invite you to stick with me so that together we can try to work this out. It is very important to me that you do not lose sight of the big picture. Why am I talking about faith healers? The reason is that they personify the second temptation the devil gives Jesus in the wilderness. As we've learned, he says to the Lord, "Jump off the pinnacle of this temple." The Bible says his angels will catch you and give you a safe landing. So go ahead, Jesus, and test God. Do something sensational. Likewise, Word of Faith healers are saying to Christians worldwide, the Bible says, so go ahead, test God. Exercise your personal faith. Believe God today for your healing. Command God to heal you, and you will be healed. In fact, you are already healed. The healing is in you. You just need to claim it for yourself. This is what they teach. Furthermore, they host large, well-marketed crusades and gatherings to which you are invited for your healing. They work the attendees into a frenzy with hours of music, hypnotic in nature, and eventually out comes the healer wearing brand-name clothes and surrounded by the best technology money can buy. It's lights, cameras, and action. Eventually, prayers are given at first, inviting Jesus to heal everyone in attendance, and then downright demanding and commanding God to heal, that he do it that evening. Soon, people who are sick, say in wheelchairs and on crutches, are brought across the stage, and the healer waves his or her hand, and the sick fall backwards into the arms of people who catch them. And the music ramps up, the audience is screaming hallelujahs, the choir is singing, and everyone is speaking in tongues, and it appears that the lame walk and the deaf hear, and it appears that the tumor is gone, and the cancer is dead. At least so it appears. And it is all so sensational. They have made the healing ministry of Jesus out to be exciting, full of shocking stories of healing, by using language and action at the expense of biblical accuracy, in order to provoke interest from you and from Christians just like you all around the world. They claim Jesus is the star of the show, and they test God by demanding Christ come out of heaven by his Spirit to heal. But is this really Christ-honoring? Let's answer that tomorrow right here on God Is.